Krishna has gone into the pasturing grounds. And the gopis have somehow, they've seen this situation from a distance. They're hiding in the trees in a distance because they haven't met Krishna yet. And so they've observed this. They've observed that Krishna goes into the forest, Govinda Venam. He plays his flute, his Veno. This is called Veno Gita. It's all about the glories of the flute. What is the action of the flute? What is the response of the living entities when they hear the flute? And they're appreciating it. And they're appreciating. Look at the intimacy. Look at the intimate relationship that even the lowly bird, even the peacock, is relishing rasa with our Krishna. And how fortunate these birds are. And we can just look in a distance. We haven't been introduced to him. We know his name, we know where he lives, we know what he does, we've heard about him, we know something about him. But we don't have any introduction. We're always in our homes, we're a little young yet now, we haven't had a chance. He hasn't called us with his flute. He's called the cows with his flute, he's called his friends with his flute. He even plays for the peacocks. He serenades the peacocks. Usually a lover will serenade his beloved. Oh, you know, I know flute. I remember when I was in college, I used to play flutes. I was trying to imitate Krishna. So. No, I didn't know about Krishna. I used to play these I used to make these bamboo flutes and play them. So when I came into Krishna consciousness, I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. I used to go in the stairwells in the college dormitory, because you go in the stair and you sit there and play. Ooh, it goes echo. It's so nice. And actually, a lot of time when I think about my previous life, I think that somehow I was destined to be a follower of Krishna. Do you see that photo album about my birthplace? You know, I was born 18 acres of property, all forests, rivers, and trees, and then this flute thing, which I just remember now. I haven't thought about it, trying to put all the pieces together, but whatever. Here we are. So we would play like that, and sometimes I would sit with my friends. I'd sit down, listen, and they would sit there, and I would serenade my girlfriend. So now the gopis are saying, look at these peacocks. How fortunate they are. That they're telling, oh Krishna, will you play your flute? I'll dance. So what do you think the gopis, girls, young girls, they naturally dance. It's a very good, the girls, everyone knows that there's certain things, girls like to sing, they like to sing, they like to dance. These are girl activities. So these village girls, you see these girls in Braj, how they dance around the Govardhan, you ever see them dance in a village when they're celebrating Holi, it's so beautiful. They're such good dancers. You know, the way they dance, it's so beautiful, so sweet. And, you know, it's a combination, it's shy type, it's not some kind of disco thing, but it's very sweet and beautiful village dancing. And all about Krishna and Lord, to honor Krishna. So the gopis are thinking, when will that day come when we can have the opportunity to dance with Krishna? Will he ever play the flute for us? Will we ever get an opportunity like these lucky peacocks? Look at these lowly birds, how lucky they are. We fall in love with this boy. We fall in love with this beautiful Govinda. With his Shamsundar, with his Damodar. We fall in love with this boy. But we don't have any interaction with him. And these lowly birds of the forest, they're speaking to him. He's personally interacting with them. And he's playing his flute. And they're dancing for his pleasure. Then he starts dancing with them. When will we get an opportunity to dance with him? When will he play his flute for us? When can we say, Govinda, play your flute. I want to dance for your pleasure. The peacocks are dancing for Krishna's pleasure. And he's enjoying it. Everyone, every animal, every living entity, every tree, every bird, every flower, every drop of water is existing in Vrindavan only for the seva and pleasure of Krishna. This is Krishna's Leela Dham, Seva Dham, Seva Bhumi. Every inch is existing for Krishna's pleasure. So the peacocks aren't dancing independently of Krishna for their own happiness or satisfaction. They asked Krishna, please play your flute so we can dance, so you can enjoy. Watching, it's very enjoyable to see a peacock dance. Even we have that joy. We see a peacock, oh, look how attractive, all these colorful feathers spread out in a full circle. It's like this, and the sound they make with their feathers, shh, and they shake their feathers. It satisfies the eyes and ears and heart. It's, oh, how amazing, how attractive, how beautiful. So Krishna's the same. And the gopis are seeing like this, oh, look at those peacocks, look at that, look how they're dancing, he's playing his flute. When will our chance come? When will our time come? Oh, I can only pray to Katyayani. And I can only pray to the different devis. Please bless us, oh Ma, oh Guru, oh Ma, please bless us that we can become so fortunate as the peacocks. And meanwhile, the peacocks themselves are feeling so grateful. that they offer Krishna. Well, what do we have? All we have is feathers. Our only wealth is feathers. We don't have anything else. So then they throw out a feather. Then Krishna picks up a feather. But a feather is as contaminated as stool. What do you think of putting stool on your head? No, it's a dirty thing. So a feather is a dirty thing. If you touch if you touch feathers, you have to wash your hands. Your hands become contaminated. If you touch stool or feathers or these things, then you're filthy. You have to take a bath, change your clothes. Now Krishna is taking this lowly thing, taking this lowly contaminated, in Vedic, by Vedic definition, this lowly contaminated thing, Krishna is taking, you know, the punri, om apavitro pavitrava sarvavastam katovivak yak parit, yak smerit punrikaksham sabha yabhyantara suchi sri vishnu sri vishnu. This is the Achman mantra, that Vishnu is, whether you're impure or pure, if you remember punrikaksham, you become pure. The lotus, if you remember the lotus-eyed Lord, you become pure. And he's the epitome of purity, and he's touching this dirty thing. He's touching this feather. He's not just saying, oh, that's nice, you offered me this feather, I'll carry it in my hand like a little kid carries a feather home. Look, Mom, I found a parrot's feather. See, it's green. He says, no, I'm touching this feather, first of all. Not only am I touching this dirty, filthy feather which you've offered me, to show that I'm not affected by high or low or dirt or anything. I don't care. I only want love. If you offer me a piece of stool with love, I accept it. In the Bhagavad Gita, in this Kurukshetra Krishna, this is Vasudeva Krishna. He's making some qualifications. Everything he's asking about are pure things. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakti prayachati. He's telling, if you offer me a patram, a leaf, and this means tulsi leaf. The Acharyas say, when he says patram, it means tulsi leaf. If you offer me a tulsi leaf, or you offer me a drop of water. Water is a pure thing. If water touches something else, it purifies it. Water is a pavitram, pavitra dravya. It's a pure object. Patram pushpa, flower. Flower is pure. A leaf, tulsi leaf, a flower, water, or a fruit. Fruit is pure. He said, if you offer me these pure things with love, I accept it. That's Vasudeva Krishna speaking on Kurukshetra. But what is Vrindavan Krishna speaking? Rasika Shekhar Krishna, Rasamaya Krishna. What is he speaking? He's saying, if you offer me a piece of stool with love, I accept it. Not only I accept it and touch it, but I honor it. I display it to the world. See, if a devotee offers me with love a piece of stool, I'll wear it as a crown on my head. You see. See the intense love of Krishna, the intense submission, the bhakti vatsali, the intense affection of Krishna for his devotees, even his bird devotees, even his peacock devotees, what to speak of the gopis and gopas, and his mother and father. How much absorption in their hearts, how much affection he has for them. You see it. This is a peacock. And all I have is this piece of stool, this dirty feather. And Krishna says, okay, thank you, that's nice. And then he walks down the path a little bit, the footpath of Braj, and looks around and says, well, the peacock's not here, are they? Okay, throws a feather. Oh, this dirty thing. Let me get rid of this. I'll wash my hands. Wash my hands in Yamuna. No, it became a permanent insignia. This peacock feather, from this day forward, became a permanent part of Krishna's dress. And we glorify Krishna. Morpunk. We say morpunk. Morpunk. Mor means peacock. This is Hindi. Mayur is Sanskrit. Punk means a feather. Morpunk. So morpunk. He's always on his turban, he's always on his crown. You never see, this is one of the symbols. If you don't have the peacock feather, it's not Krishna. If you don't have the peacock feather, it's not Krishna on the turban. Every artist knows that. Oh, I made the crown. Oh, there's no peacock feather. Oh, maybe this is Shiva. Maybe this is Indra. Indra wearing a crown. There's no demigod is going to put a peacock feather. You think a demigod will put a peacock feather on his crown? Forget it, man. It's just some dirty feather. But Krishna, he's not affected by any rules and regulations. This is Brajabhumi, this is Rag Marg. This is a path of affection. Spontaneity. There's no... The rules, forget it. They're out the window. So he takes this peacock feather, he puts it on his turban, and he announces to the world, see everyone in the world, see, I wear this all the time because this came from my... This was a love offering from my devotee. What devotee? A bird. A peacock of Braj, who offered me with pure devotion, danced purely for my pleasure, offered and was so much appreciative of my flute playing and my Govinda Venam that he offered this peacock feather. And so I'm honoring him and I'm announcing to the world, if a devotee offers me anything with pure love, anything, from whether it's a flower or something pure, Shudravya or Ashudravya, whether it's a pure object or an impure object, even as low as a piece of a bird's feather, which is as dirty as a piece of stool, I'll put it on top of my head. My head is the most honorable part of my body. It's the most honorable part of anyone's body is their head. This is what the most important part is the head, and they spend the most time in their decoration with the head, not the tail or the feet. And I'm going to show, and everyone sees the head. The first thing you see of a person is the head, the face. So the first thing you'll see when you see Krishna is a peacock feather. This is his flag, like the flag above the palace, the flag above the shikara. This is a flag. This flag is on Krishna's turban, and this flag is moving when the wind blows. This flag, this peacock, Mayur Dwaj. Jayadwaj. Dwaj means flag. This flag of this peacock feather is flapping in the wind. And it's announcing. First thing you see is the top of the flag on top of the palace. Oh, look, there's a flag. Oh, that's a symbol. There's a symbol on that flag. Oh, this palace belongs to so-and-so. Oh, there's a different flag on top of that palace. Oh, you mean that king has been overthrown? He's been conquered. This flag is a symbol of Hanuman on this flag. Hanuman's on this flag. That means Arjun must have conquered this king. And he's taken over his palace. That's Arjuna's symbol, isn't it? Hanuman, flag, Hanuman on the flag. So the flag is a symbol. So this flag on Krishna, this flag, this peacock feather on Krishna's turban acts as a flag to announce. It makes a very loud announcement. I am so much surrendered to my devotees that if they offer me even a feather, a dirty, filthy feather in pure love for my satisfaction, I will wear it as a flag on my head, as a crown on my head. And the gopis are appreciating this. And this is being brought out in the pages of the Bhagavatam. Gentle animals such as deer and doves greatly relish Krishna's transcendental performance. So the deer, the doves gather in the tree branches, the deer gather in the mountaintops because they're a little shy, they don't get too close. They stay on the top of Govardhan, they look in the valley, and they see Krishna playing the flute and dancing along with the peacocks dancing. Now all the birds and deer are admiring this wonderful dance performance from the peaks of the hills. To get a good view, they flock to the peaks of the hills. Then, as they watch the breathtaking program, they become stunned in ecstasy. So one gopi is seeing all this. She saw this one day in the pasturing grounds when she went out to collect water, pick flowers for some puja. She saw all the deer came to the mountaintops, all the birds gathered in the trees. It was a big concert. It was a forest concert, and all the animals of the forest were the spectators. The spectators were not human beings. The only human being was Krishna and his Naralila. And all the spectators were birds and animals and deer and peacocks. And who was dancing? Who were the performers? In this program, in this dance performance, who were the dance program? Who were the performers? Krishna and the peacocks, and all the spectators were the deer. And we saw also from a distance, Gopi, this is so beautiful what I saw. It's so wonderful to think about this. And that Krishna is out in the forest right now. Oh, maybe again he's dancing with the peacocks. Then another Gopi said, oh, Sakis, We also intensely desire to relish Krishna's dancing, singing, and flute playing, and to see all those beasts, deer, doves, and birds assembled on the hill slopes who have become stunned in bliss. So they're also hankering to see this, because one gopi said she saw it, and the other gopi said, oh, Sakis, we also have a desire to see that. We also have a desire to take part in Krishna's dancing. This is our hankering. This is our utkanta. This is a hankering, yearning of our heart. Their ashabanda. Their hope against hope. When will that day come? When we can, Krishna will, Govinda Venam, we will hear the flute of Govinda, and he will call us out to the forest. And as the peacocks dance for his pleasure, we will also dance. And we will ask him to play, and we will dance for your pleasure. And then And then when he makes us dance for his pleasure, we will become so stunned in ecstasy. And we will feel so grateful that he played so beautifully for us. And we dance for his pleasure. And he starts dancing with us. And then like the peacocks, we will be thinking out of gratitude, "Oh Krishna, we feel so grateful. What can we offer you? What can we offer you to in return? Because we feel so grateful." The peacocks, all the peacocks had to offer to you was their feather. And they offered you their feather. And what do we have? We are simply gopis of Braj, coward damsels. We can offer you our bodies. So when we dance with Krishna, like the peacocks were dancing, then we will show our gratitude by saying, Krishna, please accept our bodies. Mantan dan, Krishna samarpan. Mantan dan, our money, our body, our minds. Everything we have, we offer to you, Krishna, for your pleasure. This is our offering of gratitude. Please accept us. Please accept us as your dasis. Please accept us as your servants. So we wait, and we wait for that golden opportunity when it comes to us. And meanwhile, our rag and our intense attachment is growing day by day. Oh, Sakhi, when will that day come? So this is a small commentary on text 10 of Veno Gita from chapter 21 of the 10th canto.